Hey guys, my name's Esme. I'm 17. Just recently, I became the victim of a terrible mistake made by doctors. I still don't get it. How come? Why me? I must confess, I've been crying every day for a month over this, but now I've accepted the situation. I'm even ready to tell you about it. You want to know what happened to me? Then make sure you watch this video to the end. Here we go. I'm a very beautiful girl, and if you think I just got lucky with my genes and stuff, you're wrong. Always being beautiful means very hard work for me. Well, I have a tendency to corpulence, thanks to my mom, so I have to carefully monitor what I eat. I always count calories, otherwise, I would just get fat. And every evening, I get exhausted in the gym. Every morning, I spend an hour in the bathroom. I want to keep my hair long and thick. I use various oils, masks, and conditioners for this. My clean and radiant skin is also the result of my proper diet and daily care. Acne or rashes were always a nightmare for me. Therefore, I try to exclude any food from my diet that could ruin my beautiful face. You're probably thinking, I'm too concerned about my appearance. Yeah, that's true. I won't even deny it. It was always important for me to look good. Not even just good, perfect. My friends always envied me. They jokingly called me a witch, but they never asked me what was behind all this beauty. No, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I like to take care of myself and see the perfect result in the mirror every day. But one morning, something went wrong. I woke up, got up, took a shower, looked at myself in the mirror, and I was horrified. There was a huge red pimple on my nose. It was so big that I thought my nose had even doubled in size. I carefully examined the pimple again. I realized it didn't look normal. It was very dense and ugly. I almost started crying. I complained to my mom about it. She advised me to go to a cosmetologist. This was clearly something more serious than just a pimple. I didn't go to school, of course. First, because I wouldn't dare to leave the house with such a pimple on my face. Second, I didn't want to postpone my visit to the doctor, and I made an appointment the same day. The doctor carefully examined my nose. Then he concluded that it wasn't a pimple, it was kinda a wart. And it can appear anywhere on the face because of a cold or flu. Doctors often remove such things with liquid nitrogen, but my wart was so big, the doctor advised me to go to a medi spa clinic. It would be better if some experienced plastic surgeons carefully removed it. There would be no trace left on the tip of my nose. As I've said before, I've always been very crazy about my appearance, so even the very thought of having a scar on my nose terrified me. My mom and I immediately found one of the best plastic surgery clinics in our city. We made an appointment. The next doctor who examined me said the removal wouldn't take long, like we would be finished by evening. They escorted me to a room where I was supposed to leave my things and stay for a while after the operation. Despite the fact the operation was supposed to be carried out with local anesthetic, the doctors were responsible for my health after the operation, and they would need to observe my condition. While my mom was signing the documents and doing some formal stuff, I met my ward mate. She was a young girl. Her parents were wealthy people. Not long ago, she fell down while she was snowboarding. She broke her nose and it didn't heal properly, so she wanted to correct the shape of her nose with surgery. It turned out she had a small hump on her nose. I didn't even notice it at first, but she said it totally ruined her life. She couldn't stand it and decided to get rid of it. The surgery was quite difficult, so the girl was nervous. She even envied me because I just had a wart on my nose. We talked a little more, and then someone called her and she went out to talk on the phone in the hallway. I got bored. While I was waiting for the doctor, I was scrolling the news feed on my phone. Suddenly, I fell asleep. I woke up when a nurse was putting an IV in my arm. Then she gave me an injection. I was sure my microoperation would be done with local anesthetic. I guess the doctors decided to use general anesthesia. I didn't argue. They knew better. Maybe they thought I might accidentally twitch and hurt myself during the operation. My roommate was still not in the operating room. I guess she was still talking on the phone, or they'd already taken her away for surgery. I wished her good luck in my mind, because she would have a long course of post-surgery recovery. The operating room was surprisingly crowded. I would never have thought it would take at least two doctors and two nurses to remove one simple wart. They were preparing their tools, quietly talking. I even wondered if I really had a simple wart on my nose. Maybe it was something even more serious, and they decided to never tell me about it because I would get scared or something. I started worrying, but the injection worked. I fell asleep and didn't even know what was happening around me. I don't know how long I was out, but when I woke up, the first thing I noticed was a terrible headache. I thought it was because of the anesthesia. My nose and half of my face were tightly bandaged. That surprised me. I really thought the surgery would be easier. The doctor himself said it was just a micro operation. There would be no trace left. And here, I got general anesthesia and a bandage on half of my face. Noticing I was awake, my mom came up to me, and I didn't like the look on her face. Her eyes were wet. She was looking at me regretfully. I immediately asked her what had happened. I understood anything could happen during such an operation, even if it was as simple as mine. Maybe I had some complications or something. For example, I could have had an allergic reaction to the anesthetic, or the doctor's hand trembled and he cut off some extra part of me. My mom wanted to answer, but then the doctor came into the room. He also looked really sad and guilty. I was getting really nervous. What the heck was going on? Honestly, I wish I didn't know the answer to my question. Anyway, somehow the doctor, or rather the nurse, confused me and my ward mate and our medical records. Remember, I said my ward mate went out of the room, into the hallway to talk to someone on the phone before I fell asleep? The doctors told the nurse to go to Ward 5 and give the girl who was lying there an IV and an injection of general anesthesia. She just did what they told her, and since I was the only girl in the ward at the time, she thought I was the girl who needed the operation. And then she took me to the operating room, and maybe the doctor had been working too hard, and all the patients' faces mixed up in his head. Maybe he was just thinking about something else at that moment, but he didn't notice the wrong girl was on his table. Anyway, instead of just removing the wart from my nose, the doctors corrected the shape of my nose with surgery. They realized they'd made a mistake when they returned me to the ward and saw the other girl sitting there who was supposed to have been in my place. To say I was in shock is an understatement. I've always been more than happy with the shape of my nose, both the shape and length. But what did they do to it? How could they not see such a beautiful nose needed no corrections? I had no idea what would happen to my face now, what shape my nose would take after the operation. But while I was recovering from the anesthesia, the doctor launched a 3D computer modeling program. It showed me how it would look after all the changes he'd made, and it's not me at all. I never thought my nose would affect my appearance in such a way. Of course, I immediately burst into tears. I had a headache. The nurse gave me a sedative so that I would be calm and get some sleep. The doctor said they could do another operation to get everything back to normal, but it would take some time. Meanwhile, I'd have to walk around with some bruises after the surgery. My ward mate was also in shock. She totally sympathized with me. If she had known there would be such terrible consequences, she never would have left the room. As I said, I've been crying the whole month. I was afraid to even look in the mirror. The bruises just didn't go away for about 3 weeks. I looked like I had a door slammed right in my face. The face with a new nose didn't seem to be mine at all. I don't know how the doctors could have made such a mistake. Now the traces of the operation are almost invisible. The bruises have disappeared and there were no scars. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't understand how one small wart could lead to such consequences. I have another appointment at the clinic where we'll discuss a second operation with the doctors. They promised they would return things back to normal. I'm very much looking forward to this operation. I hope one day I'll be able to look in the mirror and enjoy my reflection again. I feel terribly insecure and ugly with my new nose. Tell me, have you ever encountered any medical errors? Maybe the doctors prescribed you the wrong treatment or treated the wrong disease in you? Write your answers in the comments below. If you liked my story, click the like button and subscribe to the channel. Click the bell button to get notifications about new stories. Bye-bye, everyone!